boys and girls, it's that time. It's Sunday night. Time to get your fill of Blue Fox Radio.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to
Blue Fox Live. Yeah, Blue Fox Live. Hey, everybody, it's Sky High back in the basement of the Blue Fox, chilling out with a band called Break of Day. You might remember them as Second to One. So, in case you're confused, this is my 30-minute bit to make you love the Blue Fox. With the biggest stage in town, it is the perfect place to see a concert. We've had two big national acts in the last couple months, and we have just signed Taproot for July 7th. But we're going back local this time. We just missed our EP release party, so I have a couple of the guys from Break of Day here in the studio. We'll play a few original tracks from their EP. Let's start off with an original song called It Wasn't You from Break of Day. It's Blue Fox Live on 105.5 The Bone. Fox, and tonight we have Break of Day with us. What's happening, guys?
Not too much, man.
Yeah, just chilling.
Wish I had a Heineken. I don't know.
Hey. Yeah. So who do I got here tonight? I'm missing half of the band.
Yeah, you are.
I'm Josh Oster, and I sing.
Andy Welch on bass.
And I'm Adam Jordan, and I play the drums.
And of course, this is the first time that anyone's ever heard Andy talk.
Yeah, I'm usually a quiet one.
Oh, he bucks up every now and then.
Strong, silent type.
All of y'all are sharing vocals now?
For the most part. I mean, yeah, everybody's, you know, even of the smallest parts, everybody's got something that they try to contribute vocally.
So how long have you guys been out now?
All together, the five five of us. Little over a year coming up.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, a lot of the core of the band, we've played together for years in little garage band projects before. For this band, we started somewhere towards the beginning of 2012. Started playing out maybe in the fall, and here we are now.
Now you guys came straight out of the backwoods of Inwood. Jeff the bartender got y'all your first gig in Winchester, and you've been blowing everybody away since. We finally got you up here at the Blue Fox. How did y'all like the Blue Fox? Because you're used to small stages.
There's so much more room to like prance and gallop and do your thing. So it's definitely a big difference from, you know, what our usual venue is. But you know, aside from that, I mean, I've enjoyed playing at both of them, you know, equally. Everybody's great. There's a great atmosphere, and you know, you can't ask for, you know, a better place to play as far as, you know, Blue Fox. You know, they've been great to us. So
yeah, most definitely. We're a lot about bringing a lot of energy to our performance, and so the bigger stage at the Blue Fox is a little bit nicer for that. But we try to make it work anywhere that we go.
Yeah, you finally don't have to stand on the floor and sing. Plenty of room for you now.
Yeah.
When I met you guys, you were second to one, and now you are Break a Day. What made you change your name?
We kind of approached changing the name when we started deciding to write some of our own music. When we chose Second to One, we kind of chose it under the pretense that we were just kind of going to be a cover band for a while. But once we started writing our own music, we decided that we didn't really want to be known as Second to One for our own tunes, so we decided to change our name to something different that we felt was more suited. And I think for all of us, this band kind of signified a start of a lot of good things usually in most of our lives. So we kind of picked Break of Day as kind of meaning the start of something new.
Now, of course, if you see these guys out live, they actually look like a pack of vampires from Twilight.
We sparkle in everything, man.
Well, here's song number two off their EP. It is called Cam's Razor, or AKA Hobby Lobby. It's Break of Day on Blue Fox Live.
You move in, profiteering on a string. The good Lord knows we ain't no puppets. Pardon me, I'll do my own thing. Monkeys drifting on high tide. Smothered and covered by the love of pride. Reaching for Franklin's hand. One of us died by projecting quarrels. I won't take side of the Hobby Lobby. Oh, the dead man's corporate game. Monkeys drifting on high tide. Smothered and covered by the level. Retrofit the dying embers of a good old boy's excuse. It's a laissez-faire of resurrection in the fumes of Wall Street's growing purse. Occam's razor will petrify. You'll shave your clean, you'll leave your blind. Excuse me, I'll do my own thing. Excuse me, I'll do my own thing.
Fox Live, DJ Sky High, chilling out in the basement of the Blue Fox with three of the members of Break of Day. How's the summer looking for you guys?
It's looking pretty good so far. You know, we play pretty regularly down in the Winchester area. We play up at a place in Martinsburg coming months, and we actually got booked for an opening slot on Martinsburg Bike Night in August. So things are looking pretty good, and trying to just kind of expand out of the area and get more people to hear us.
What's this new music coming out?
New music.
We actually just finished recording a demo by ourselves just at our practice space, and we'll have some free copies at our shows to give out for anyone who wants to come out. They like us, pick up a copy, take it with them.
We actually had our demo release here this past Saturday, actually. You know, all the recordings for doing them ourselves and with limited recording experience, they came out pretty decent.
Let's take a listen. Track 3 from Break of Day's demo. It is 3 words. And remember, if you go out and see them live, all you gotta do is ask for one and they'll give it to you. Put it in your CD player and play it forever. Fox Live, DJ Sky High. Chilling out in the basement of the Blue Fox with three of the members of Break of Day. How are you hitting that social media out there? Are you on the Facebook and got your own webpage?
Well, we have a Facebook, Twitter page. We have our own website, with everything you could ever ask for on it. So, and I think that our demo is probably going to go up on Facebook. Well, one of our songs already up there.
And I actually went around and did some updating this morning. Yeah, we've got our Facebook page. We've got our website. We've got our Reverb Nation page where all of our music's at. I just uploaded all of our original tunes today and stuff, so you can check all that stuff out there.
We also got an email list that you can sign up for if you're not, too keen on checking your Facebook every day. We'll send you something to your email, keep you updated on shows and where we're going to be.
I think that's what a lot of people need. Everybody just thinks you can just post on Facebook and let it go, but, sometimes you got 500 to 900 postings that you have to go through and yours just gets missed.
Yeah.
So the email thing's a cool thing.
Most definitely.
Got any videos done yet?
Well, we've got some live recording videos up on YouTube. Nothing like in the music video department, but like professionally produced or anything, but we've got a couple friends of ours and stuff that will bring their video cameras to shows and record us for us, and we're very thankful for that.
Well, back to the music. Here's Break of Day's fourth song off their EP. It is called Head in the Cloud. You could say they're a little sky high on this one. Blue Fox Live. And don't forget, every Friday and Saturday night at the Blue Fox, we have some incredible band playing out there on the biggest stage in the area. If you have not seen this stage yet, what are you waiting for? Get your butts to the Blue Fox.
Thank you. change your mind. See through my eyes. You're not the kind for me. For me.
Blue Fox Live, DJ Sky High. Chilling out in the basement of the Blue Fox with three of the members of Break of Day.
Now, you guys jam some really cool hard rock. What are y'all's major influences? I mean, you go from everything from Shine Down to Stone Temple Pilots to Buck Cherry. What actually do y'all listen to?
Me, I have a huge library of music, everything from alternative to punk to metal to rap to country. Basically, music itself is my influence.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've pretty much been listening to a lot of like bands like Tool and Clutch, and you know, I'm into a lot of indie stuff like Mumford and Sons, Lumineers. I like to say my styles are completely different from the rest of the guys, just for that reason. I'm into a lot of the indie scene. And
yeah, and for me, you know, I'm obviously into the rock that's, you know, it's played on like 105.5 and stuff like that. Definitely all of that stuff, which is most what we play. But, you know, I also, you know, came up on country music. I'm big into, you know, blues. I'm a fan of jazz and all kinds of different stuff, you know, just from different experiences with playing and being a musician has really kind of gotten me acculturated to many different things.
If y'all have all this, you like the Mumford Sons and stuff, and y'all like the country, is there any country songs gonna ever come out of you guys?
I think we have some Skinner we're working on, some southern rock. It's not quite country, but you know, people can get into it.
We're totally gonna get Oster to sing some Garth Brooks, you know it,
because he's got some friends in low places.
He does.
I was hoping for some Taylor Swift.
Oh, you know.
Oh,
it.
Wow. That's like my celebrity crush there. Can't get a Taylor Swift.
That's pop culture for you, man.
Well, back to the final song off their EP. This is number 5, Little Liar Child. Poor child. Why are you lying so young, so corrupted already, just like Taylor Swift? We'll be right back. Adam came out and won our Hammer of the Gods competition and amazed everybody, especially for a lot of these drummers that had been playing for 10, 20, and 30 years. Adam, how'd you feel about winning this competition straight out the bat like this?
I didn't really feel like I was taking it from anybody, man. I just came out to have a good time. I've done competitions before, drum competitions on a more national scale and stuff like that. And most of the time the vibe is just not there. It's very tense and it's not very fun, but Jay really did a great job of just making sure that the whole thing was just a great experience, and everybody involved had a great time. All the players were very cool, and anybody that might have had any attitudes or quarrels about it didn't end up showing up. So it ended up being a really awesome night, and I had a lot of fun, and obviously it's always fun to win, but even if I hadn't, it was just a great experience, and it was great to see some of the local talent in here.
We learned our mistakes with the Guitar Gods competition, so when we got to the Hammer Gods competition, it worked out really good. And we just announced our bass competition. We still need one more person to round out the 10,
Hey, if you're looking, I'm not saying no. The right people ask me.
Well, I'm playing drums, man. You gotta do it.
If enough people want me to do it, I'll come out and I'll jam.
Oh, we'll find the people. We'll find them. They're out there.
Taylor Swift says you should do it.
If she says it, I'm going to do it.
Oh, well, she's gonna tell you, man.
Anything else you want to say to your fans out there before you get off the air?
Keep listening.
Yeah, and to all those coming out to our shows, keep coming out, showing us support. You're why we're doing this. We come play the music for you guys to have a good time.
Yeah, most definitely. We appreciate all the support that we've gotten from all of our general fans that come out and see us, and all the people closer to us that have helped us out, whether it be financially, with doing videos and all kinds of different things. We're just so appreciative of those people and all that they've done to help us out and trying to help us get our start.
Adam's also very appreciative of his cute girlfriend.
Yes, I am. I'm very appreciative of my cute girlfriend.
So if you go to Reverb Nation, Break a Day's webpage, they have their 5 original tunes there all ready to download for you.
That, and if you come out to one of our shows, you can get an absolutely free hard copy of the same thing with a couple live tunes on there as well of some covers that we do.
Cool. So I've had Break a Day in the basement of Blue Fox, and we've heard their music throughout the show. Well, say goodbye, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Peace.
Oh, man. We ran out of time again. Well, get the CD or go to Reverb Nation to get the live tracks. We have a big summer plan here at the Blue Fox. Taproot comes to town with Defending Kane and Drive opening up on Sunday, July 7th. So there won't be any karaoke next week because Taproot's taking the stage. Guns at Sundown. You heard them a couple shows ago. They'll be back Friday, July 12th. Unfinished Business hits the Bone Stage Saturday, July 13th. And then July 20th, J-Pal takes over with his Midsummer Night Scream. It's got Impeached, 8 Lives Spent, Big Deal, Swell Day, Southern Governor that you heard last week, and 3 Sound on the bill. We have a new band called Twiddle coming in on my birthday, Thursday, July 25th. July 26th brings another new band, Zero King, in. The next night, Saturday, July 27th, Deception hits the stage. And then Thursday, August 1st, we have Big Something making their first appearance at the Blue Fox with Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. And every time Pigeons play ping pong at the Blue Fox, you can't even walk around. It's 200 plus packed in there. I gotta go do karaoke before it gets canceled. We're gonna have a competition coming up for the annual fish fry, of course, that I helped start. This year, they're doing a karaoke competition. You get to qualify if you come to my karaoke. See you next week. Blue Fox Live is off the air.